You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's The Real Housewives of Miami After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of Miami After Show.
Valet my muddy truck in a highfalutin club. I haul a howdy just to see what they
Yeah, all right. Welcome to another AfterBuzz TV After Show for the Real Housewives of Miami. This is Season 3, Episode 12, Bridesmaids Breakdown. And that lovely song that we just came into is Country Done Come to Town by none other than Mr. John Rich.
John Rich.
Who we saw in the episode tonight a little bit. So we just wanted to, you know, give him a little shout out there and come into his song. So let's get started. I'm your host, Michelle Renee.
I'm Ashley Daniels. Hello.
Yes, and we are going to recap tonight's episode like we always do and give our two cents. So the episode begins, maybe. We're going to be honest with you. We did miss a few minutes of the opening for some technical reasons, but we saw what was Leah's handbag launch.
I think we got in right at the perfect time, though. We clearly didn't miss anything too insane. It would have been really bad if we missed that.
If we did.
Yeah,
I'm sure the viewers will let us know if we missed something. But we just wanted to be honest with you guys because it would have been worse if we just would have skipped over that whole section and then you would have judged us either way.
Please don't judge.
So Leah is launching this handbag line, and I must say that the handbags looked really nice. I liked them.
I did, too. I was surprised because typically when you see a lot of the housewives with their handbag couture collections, I wonder who I'm talking about, there's usually like a giant letter from their first name on it, or they just like stick an emblem with like their face on it. Like, it's just like
Gretchen. That's Christine. Are you?
Oh no, who, why would you think that? But you know, this was actually like something you could go out with and not feel like you're just like wearing a housewife's name on your
I really liked.
I did.
I loved them. Don't know if I can afford them. Actually, I do know if I can afford them. I can't.
they weren't terrible, though. They were like, I mean, I have to say, for a housewife, they're usually very expensive. A lot of their, like, Alexa Couture, her stuff was very expensive. Her clothes, like her maxi dress would be very expensive, like a couple $100. So these weren't too expensive for housewife name brand. It was, I think she said she, $295, $395. And they looked really pretty. They're actually something.
Yeah, I loved them. So good job there. And we obviously seen that she has a makeup line that she's had since the 80s. So she's proven herself to be a successful businesswoman.
Yes.
Pre-Housewives. And now I think obviously with the Housewives show to back her and give her even more publicity, this handbag line has the ability to kind of go through the roof as far as,
you know, she's going through the phases.
Yeah. And she, the reporter was at the event and asked, like, is Leah Black taking over the world? And she's like, yeah, you know, I've got all this energy. Of course I'm taking over the world.
Oh my God, so you're doing her voice.
That was pretty good.
That was really good. My laugh was pretty good, but that's 10 times better.
So, good luck to her. I guess we'll see, you know, how far the handbags go. And I think it's, you know, interesting to find out where they're available. Are they just available at this little boutique in Miami, or are they?
Oh, definitely not. I mean, why would she have it on national? She's definitely going to.
Of course, they're probably available on like her website or a website online somewhere, but I wonder if we can get them in like department stores.
I don't. She's the type that would definitely get herself in Saks. She knows everybody. She's Leah Black.
No,
she'll be in Neiman Marcus. She'll be like, she's
I don't doubt that she can.
She definitely will be. They were really nice, though. I really liked them. They were more like cocktail. I saw the ones that I saw, they were more like cocktail.
So
good for her. We'll another see. Leah Black success story brought to you by us. And that party obviously had a little bit of confrontation that came along with it.
Yeah, that focus quickly turns from the handbags to, it starts off as a conversation that Lisa strikes up with Leah about Leah's relationship with Adriana. And pretty much Lisa's whole argument. Why does everyone's name start with a freaking L?
I don't I get you. I speak your language, girl. I get it.
So Lisa kind of accuses Leah of not addressing the issue and not, you know, dealing with her emotions.
Right.
Do you
Once again, yeah. Lisa is putting... I mean, I think Lisa, now you have me doing it. I think Lisa's heart was obviously in the right place. I think her and Lenny, they do like to be the peacemakers at times. They like to mediate any situation that needs some help. But in this case, it was kind of the wrong place
at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Yes. That's the theme with all of the Housewives franchises is wrong place, wrong time. And I guess there's never really a right time to have an argument, but...
Not an argument, but I just brought up Lenny. I mean, in his case, he had them over. He had Roman mm-hmm. over, and he had... Frederick over. Thank you. And he did it in a different manner. It was like, let's come here and talk about the situation. Like, this was kind of like Lisa's time to enjoy her handbag collection, and I think she just felt like, why are you bringing this up right now? Adriana's not even here.
Yeah.
We know why. It was for the cameras, but I mean.
And Leah, she had me cracking up when she's like, I mean, at least promote my handbag. Smack the bitch in the face with my
love. I thought that was so funny. I know that was.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that Leah is many people's favorite housewife, but she like is one of my favorites. I think she's so funny. And I mean, it's something that's so endearing about her that she is a little bit older and that of all the women, you know, she's the most successful and has a lot behind her name than just a pretty face and a rich husband.
So. You think she really is the most successful?
On this franchise. I didn't mean all the Housewives franchises.
Okay.
I meant on this show, mm-hmm. I think she definitely has the most to say for herself as far as being a businesswoman, you know, having this charity organization, mm-hmm. you know? So.
I don't know. I don't know if she's, to me, she's not the most successful, but I think that she definitely has brought, I mean, I didn't know who she was prior to the show, and now I definitely know who she is, and she's built a name for herself. A lot of housewives just kind of, you know, you'll remember her, I think, when this, if she left the show.
Yeah, she's just my favorite. I don't know.
You love her.
Who's your favorite on this season?
I don't know. I guess it's got to be Leah Black as well. It has to be.
Okay, yeah. So.
Everything comes out of her mouth. It's kind of like gold. She should be like Leah Gold, not Leah Black. It just makes sense.
Leah Onyx. She needs to dress up.
like a platinum.
She does wear a lot of stones, so it would be appropriate that, you know.
I mean, we got a little glimpse of her jewelry when she was putting it on for her party. Mm-hmm. I know we'll get into that, but oh my God, every girl's fantasy is to have that jewelry box.
Yeah.
Boxes. It was like Chanel. Diamonds. It was just fabulous.
It's unfair. But, I don't know. What happens?
Okay, I have to chime in for a minute.
Okay.
I did not understand Joanna's anger, her frustration. She ran in there. She felt it was a threat to her because if Leah and Adriana make up, then she's always feeling like there's teams and there's always these sides. And she immediately felt like she was going to lose Leah. Oh, my God, the L's. She was going to lose Leah. And lose Leah's friendship. And, you know, she really feels like there's a side right now. They're both on this side. And how can you, Lisa, do that? How can you go to Adriana's side and stick up for her? And that's where
you think it comes from?
Absolutely.
She's insecure about losing Leah's friendship.
Absolutely. She just doesn't, she likes having sides. She mm-hmm. does it. She feels more comfortable. I mean, because afterward, none of that was based on logic. She obviously was just like emotionally just having an anger issue at that moment because later on she totally forgets half the things she even said. She was like, yeah, well, I get it. You know, she was fine. She saw Adriana. She had no problems. It was just initially she just jumped in there and she was like, uh-uh, no way. Don't you remember all the things that she did to you and she did to me?
And she smacked me in the face. And mm-hmm. and it's especially weird when we saw a few episodes ago, maybe not a few, but maybe like 5 or 4 episodes ago when Joanna, Roman, Frederick, and Adriana all had lunch, and they supposedly smoothed things over. And it's like, okay, what happened to that whole conversation? It's out the door. Not to say that Joanna should have, you know, prompted Leah to be Adriana's best friend again, but I would have at least thought that she would have agreed with Lisa in stating, you know, okay, yeah, Leah and Adriana, you guys should become friends again. You guys should, you know, get over the past. Because, after all, Joanna is supposed to have moved forward as well, which obviously she hasn't.
No, she just – I think that it's just – it's obviously too deep because she fixes it, like, at the top. Like, it's kind of one of those things where she – like, she'll walk away from the argument and she's still mad, even though she – claims that she's over it, she's still upset. So it's a deeper issue. She doesn't want to let go of this argument for some reason. There's just some underlying reasons. I don't know why, but it's just clearly something that she does not want to fix at the moment. And, you know, she even blames it on Lisa at one point. She says, you know, I'm really mad at this fight has gone on even longer because Lisa keeps bringing things up to me. And I thought that was interesting because it's like, so you're saying you're still mad at somebody because somebody else keeps telling you to make up that person. It's a little immature.
Yeah.
And she didn't see, if as a friend, you should see your friend's intentions and you should always look for the best intentions. And you shouldn't jump to a negative insinuation. And in that case, she definitely thought that Lisa was doing something to harm her relationship with Lisa.
Yeah. And she's perpetuating the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, she has to let it go. Because obviously they're on the same show, they're in the same group of friends, so it's not going to get any better if Joanna keeps, perpetuating it.
Yeah, I just think it's sides at this point. Her wedding's on a Thursday. She yelled, her wedding's on a Thursday. Is that even a, whatever she was yelling about that? She just always wants to have sides and take sides, and it's very immature, and you see why they're all still fighting and bickering, because I don't think Leah even really wants to let it go this long. You can see, I mean, obviously from the tears that she would like to mend the friendship between her and Adriana.
Well, I had written down, whose side are you on in the argument of this whole Leah Black's launch party? Whose side are you on? But I think you've made it clear that you're on Lisa's side. And Joanna kind of, and I would agree. I think that, I don't want to say side, because I think that each party involved kind of had some things they did. I mean, besides Leah, because she kind of, I don't know. I mean, she was, I don't want to say attacked, but...
Well, she was listening.
She was confronted with the issue.
Right.
So she really didn't do anything wrong there besides saying maybe, get out of my business, I don't need you in the middle. Which,
right.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that.
Lisa has a lot of balls, I have to say, because she saw what she started. She saw how angry Joanna got. She saw that she got Leah angry. And then when she has another opportunity to talk to Leah about it, Leah stands over her and she's like, sit down next to me. I don't want you to stand up while you're talking to me. Like, let's sit down. And, you know, and for me, if I realized that at that point I had pushed somebody to the limit, I would just let it go.
Yeah.
But she continues. And she's like, you keep a wall up. You have a wall up. And pushing Leah to that, what I'm getting at is Lisa really didn't care what the outcome was in terms of anybody's emotional stance at this point. She just wanted to get her word out. And she'd rather do that and then just drive off really fast in her fabulous Ferrari.
Yeah. I mean, she may be coming from a good place of this peacemaker, but the way she goes about getting this so-called peace is not necessarily...
It's too pushy.
Too pushy. She has to... I don't think she's wrong in bringing it up initially, but she has to learn when to back off. And I think she's still trying to figure out her boundaries there.
Well, she needs to know it's a sensitive subject too, because as a friend, you need to be able to put yourself in any relationship, you have to put yourself in the other person's shoes and see how they're feeling. And you need to just give a little bit, because they hear you. When you're talking to a friend or you're talking to a boyfriend or a girlfriend, whatever it may be, and you're trying to express something that you want to do, you want them to do to help their life, you just have to give little tidbits of it. You don't have to really push the person, because automatically, the more you want to push them to do it, they're going to want to do the opposite. Just give them a little bit, and then it will stay in their mind, and they'll think about it.
Yeah. A person's not going to do something they don't want to do until they're ready to do
it.
So it doesn't matter how much you preach, they're not going to do it.
Exactly.
So, guys, head over to iTunes and tell us whose side you're on. Team Lisa, Team Leah, Team Joanna. Who was right and who was wrong in this whole Leah Black handbag launch party incident? While you're there, rate and comment our after show. Ask us any questions. Leave your comments. And, of course, give us 5 stars. You can also check out The Adventures of Serial Buddies, which is a film that was produced by the founders of AfterBuzz TV, Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro. So you can check that out on iTunes, Netflix, Blockbuster, and 7-Eleven. So, pick up your copy today.
Awesome.
So moving on to a short little scene in the episode, but I feel it was... I don't know. I think that there was some good material here for us to kind of discuss. So we see Joanna later that night after the launch bag. I keep saying that. The handbag launch party.
Sorry, I was calling it pocketbook launch. No one knows what a pocketbook is.
Oh, I totally know what a pocketbook is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. We do speak the same language.
We do.
I love it.
Pocketbook. Her pocketbook launch party. Afterward, Joanna goes home and... is getting ready for bed, and Roman comes in, and, you know, he's trying to be all affectionate. The one time he wants to get it popping.
Come on now. Are you serious? I was so mad. I mean, obviously, there were cameras there. They weren't going to get it on at that point, but... I mean, really, it's like almost like he knew that they weren't going to do it. So, like, that's why he went out and he's trying. He's like, I know she's going to say no. She's pissed right now. So, I'll just put the fake effort in. I don't know if that's really true. But
yeah, I mean, he seemed like he was willing, though, to, you know, move forward with what the sex therapist had told him.
Yeah,
so
he was happy about it.
I think maybe that's an example of one of those things we just talked about where you can tell a person and you can push them, but until they're ready, you know, it's not going to happen. And maybe this is his time to actually be ready to, you know, have a little bit more sex.
Yeah, I think it was more for him, too. You know, men in general, from what I've been around in my life at least, they're always the first to say no to any type of therapy, but then when they start going, they love it. They're like twice a week, three times a week. I mean, really, because it's a way for them to feel like they can get their feelings out, because girls are so much more able to cry on, you know, whenever they're feeling upset or just express their emotions, and men tend to hide it more. So I think he liked it. He was like, the first time he could actually get in touch with his feelings. Yeah. It was nice. I liked it.
Yeah, but Joanna shuts him down real quick. So
she's just on a whirlwind at that point. Everything's going to piss her off. She was picking on him for everything at that point.
Yeah, so she reveals to us, which we've seen a little bit in previous episodes, you know, with her crying and her being upset that Marta's not going to be there. She mentions, you know, I'm frustrated with Marta. She's not here and it's your fault. You know, you haven't helped me plan this wedding, and that's your fault. Now there's this whole big blow up with Lisa.
That's really getting her upset, though, her sister.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
So it's definitely the core issue for a lot of her anger issues at this point.
Yeah, and my question was, it's kind of like a which came first, chicken or the egg situation. Did she have the big blow up at Leah's handbag launch because she's so frustrated about everything else? Or, like we saw in the episode, was it kind of a chronological thing where the handbag incident kind of launched her frustration and her admitting that she was frustrated about the other things? You see what I'm saying?
I think it's a little of both.
You think it's a little of
both? I do. I think that this was obviously aggravating her, but I really think the reason that she got so upset was because she saw Lisa standing up for... not so much standing up for Adriana, but she thought it was like her standing up for Adriana. She saw the situation completely backward. Lisa was looking at it as like, let's get everybody together, let's all get along. And she's looking at it like, wow, you're on Lisa's side, you're on Adriana's side now? Like, how dare you? It was really upsetting to her. So when she feels like you are taking sides against her, it's going to then all the other things start to brew. And that's when Marta brews and Roman and the wedding. And then she's just,
she
lit a fire up her ass and she's on. She's gone.
She's on one.
Can't get her back.
So do you think that she's being a little bit unreasonable in her expectations of Marta?
Yes.
So you agree. Do you have any siblings?
Oh, with Marta?
With Marta. Yeah, because, okay. I mean, we've seen her, you know, she's upset that Marta hasn't come to any of the activities. Marta might not come to the bachelorette party. Right. And, I mean, I have a sister, and I have two sisters, actually. I would be, you know, kind of upset if they didn't come to my bachelorette party. I don't know if I would be upset if they didn't come to like my dress fitting and stuff. So I don't know. Just, I want someone else's perspective. Do we think she's being too hard on Marta, or is Marta being a bad sister?
I think Marta has her own reasons for maybe not wanting to be around the party scene. She seems like she has a new boyfriend, and you know, when you have a new boyfriend, you obviously don't want to be maybe just leaving him immediately. You're attached to the hip. You want to do everything together at that point. But I would be hurt if I do have a sister. I have a younger sister. And if I had a bachelor party and I invited her and she didn't want to come, it would upset me. But it wouldn't be – I have enough friends that it really wouldn't be like – it wouldn't bother me that much. I would just get over it pretty quickly. But that's because that's my own personal relationship with my sister. But there are some people that
really
she's
–
yeah, she looks that like that's – she always brings it up. She's like, I raised her. She's, you know, very close to her, so.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the only thing that Marta kind of needs to watch out for is the fact that relationships do end, and this is your sister. Like, this is one of the more important times in her life when she, whether or not people think she needs to be there or doesn't, or don't think that Marta needs to be there, Joanna has expressed that she wants her there.
Right.
So I think that Marta should take that into consideration do the best to be there, and especially when you consider that her and homeboy may be broken up. in no time.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think she's even thinking of it like that. I think she's just, she doesn't like Roman and they don't really get along. And so for her, it's not like she wants to go and celebrate this big day. She lived with them and they always had their fights. And I think she would rather stay home and cuddle with her boyfriend, than fly to Miami and go party with, you know, plus this is a TV show. I mean, we should remember that Marta's signing up for being on camera. This is clearly, I'm sure they're going to have the bachelorette party on camera at some point. And this is, maybe she doesn't want to be in the camera.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know.
It's a different thing. It's like, oh yeah, okay, I got to go lose 10 pounds now. I got to go get my makeup done. I mean, I don't know how I would be if I had to go be on Real Housewives all the time. I'd be like, oh, forget it.
Yeah, I mean, I understand both sides to the coin, but I don't know, at the end of the day, I guess I'm on Joanna's side. Now I'm back on Joanna's side.
At least when it comes to her and Marta. But she just has anger issues, and we know that, so.
She does. And I think she needs to deal with them. I think it's interesting, and this is kind of jumping into the next topic, which we can move on to, that the ballroom party. I think it's interesting that we see Lisa, the way she interacts with Leah, telling her kind of like, you know, you need to face your issues and you have a wall up. When she then has a conversation with Joanna, she kind of takes a different approach to it. And in my mind, Joanna's the one that Lisa needs to be telling, hey, you have some anger issues that you need to work through. But she never says that.
Right. Yeah. It's interesting.
So, they have a conversation on the couch and, first off, should we talk about Leah's new renovations to the house? We want to touch on that, or we skipping that?
What the hell was that? I was so excited, guys. Like, I wanted to see, I mean, Leah Black is like on a throne, and I really just, like, she's a goddess. Everything she touches is just like, she's got the most fabulous everything. What the hell did they do to her living room? It was horrible. It was like, okay, the brown couch was horrendous. Reminded me of the, one of those old 80s couches you'd like see like thrown on the street and someone needs to like take it. It's like free couch. And then the white pillows just thrown on that. The white chairs were fabulous. Mm-hmm. I loved the chandelier was the most amazing part of the whole room. But then they just like threw things everywhere. There's just like dust collectors everywhere. It was such a disappointment. I was like, what the heck?
I agree. There was really good elements to it and like really good sections that looked great. And then some of the other pieces...
Yeah, it was like the Married with Children couch reminded me of. Is that the movie, the show Married with Children?
Love it.
Yeah. That couch that he always sits on with the remote, like that was the brown couch. I was like, oh my God. But the kitchen was amazing.
Yeah, the kitchen did look great.
Oh my God, it was so beautiful. It was so clean and it was just all that. It looked amazing. That was beautiful. I don't know how they could do that and then do that. It was strange to me, but it's probably one of those rooms that, I mean, I couldn't picture myself with like slippers on, like wanting to get cozy and like have a hot chocolate and then sit in that room. It's like. Yeah. Cold. And
I think that's more of like a great room. Some people call it a great room. Some people call it a living room.
Yeah, maybe. We had one
it's
of
just,
those.
It's like the room that you can't, yeah.
Yeah, we
you
still just don't
look
really
at it. You don't look, you
it's
don't
such a
sit
waste
down.
Of
you
space.
Just, yeah.
I don't know what that is.
But this is an example, of course, of how the housewives have a party for anything. So she decides to have a ballroom party, she calls it. And it's pretty much just a housewarming of sorts to let everybody see the renovations she's been working so hard on, which I think is great because it kind of redeems her from the whole RJ's birthday party she had when her, you know, her house was all in shambles.
Yes.
So.
Yes. It still was I'd still take it. I mean, this renovation, obviously,
course,
it's still.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was definitely a great way for them to all get together. And we obviously saw the Karen.
Karen, yes. I was just going to say
That smile walk through. And then she walked in 5 minutes later. I was like, oh, there she is.
And
she's back.
I think it's good to see Karen a little bit. She's obviously not a main cast member this season. Yeah, but she was on the show last. I liked Karen a little bit.
I just can't stand anybody that smiles that much. It's like.
That's
no,
a little
let's
fake.
See what you look like.
Yeah, what's really going on with you?
What's wrong
but,
with
you? But,
you
know, she was their friend last season, and she was in that group of women. So I think it keeps it realistic, considering this is a reality show. It keeps it, you know,
they
real
do that,
that,
a lot,
that she would be here every now and then at little events. Because obviously, if she is in the same circles that they are in Miami, you know, I don't think it hurts for the viewers to get to see her and kind of catch up with
You're doing
Karen
the smile
a
right now.
I'm doing the
what's,
Karen
what's
smile.
Going? You're channeling her right now.
I am.
Oh my gosh.
I can do all the characters.
You
I can
really
do
can.
Leah, Karen.
I love it.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it's refreshing to see her. And I liked her better this episode than I did when she was at the gala. She was at Leah's gala. And I didn't care for her look there.
No. I mean, it would be a lot. I don't even want to get into Karen because it's going to be a long, long trip.
Well, no. Karen does not waste any time getting into the drama.
She just knows what's going on in everybody's lives. She's just, I mean, what is she doing now? She's on the show, but she knows exactly what's going on in their lives. It's like she's like been waiting for this phone call from Bravo, like, hey, you want to appear on Leah Black's home party, whatever you call it, whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, because Joanna walks in. Oh, no. Joanna's already there.
Dressed up. Like, what the heck? I mean, she looked friggin' beautiful, looked fabulous, but it was a little bit much. Mm-hmm. And the sequin dress and then the hair, and then everybody's wearing, like, a regular just
cocktail dress.
Cute dress. Yeah, I didn't get that, but she looked great.
She always looks great, pretty much.
And obviously.
I'm jealous, but... let me get the L's right. Lisa walks in and Karen is there talking to Joanna.
This was very
funny. It was funny. I like little things like this, but Lisa's like, hold on 1 second. Like, I'll be right back. I need to get a drink. And she has a glass of champagne already in her hand. So Joanna probably would have missed it, but Karen,
she would never miss the pot a little bit
and goes, but wait, she already has a drink.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that she likes Karen, too, and I don't think she wanted to even get in it at that moment with her there because she actually, they get along. I mean,
are you saying Lisa and Karen
get along? Yeah. And I think she didn't want her to see that situation. You know, it was definitely something for the two. She wants to talk to Joanna alone at this point because she has a lot to hash out. And it's like, maybe she hasn't seen Karen for a while. We don't know. But, you know, maybe a few weeks, who knows. But you don't want to just start fighting with Joanna when you're there.
They do have a lot of, I've looked on Lisa's Instagram, and they do have a lot of pictures together at events that we haven't seen on the show. So I think for the most part, they're all, friends outside the show, which is good. And Lisa approaches it. She says, you know what, I'm just going to come in and be classy. And she uses another C word. I don't remember what it is, but she's like classy and calm or something. And I mean, that's always a really awkward situation. I've been in it many times when you're at an event and there's someone there that you don't get along with and you know that you're going to have to interact with them.
Oh my God. Like, for me, I'm always like extra nice.
Yeah.
I'll just go like above and beyond so that when I leave, I'm like, because they'll be looking for something to be angry about. I can't give them anything at that point. Yeah. It's like,
but I feel like it's nice. I feel like it's always a lose-lose because if you're too nice, then they say, oh, she's so fake. She knows we have drama and she's smiling in my face. Yeah. And if you don't say anything because it's awkward, then it's like she didn't even acknowledge me. And I feel like that's what's been going on a lot with Adriana and Leah. They're in the same places all the time and it's, they both don't know how to act, so the situation just gets worse.
Well, they're both not being too nice. Like, there's obviously like the Karen situation where you just like smile all the time and you do that, or you could just be really nice, be like thankful for being at her party. Adriana has been very nice about it. Thank you so much, and brought a little gift, and then leave. And it's like you're being nice. You don't give her anything that she can say about you at that point. But instead, it was like kind of like when they both actually spoke, they were both saying that. Yeah, she admitted. She's like, I'm sorry. I was snobby to you. I was rude to you. I didn't return your phone calls or whatever. I didn't respond to you, she says to Leah. So she admits to being kind of rude, and they both admit to it. And that's when the tears come because they're like, they obviously don't want to be in this situation. And we see that. And I don't think anything Joanna says or Lisa says or anybody else says is going to change what's going to happen at this point because they've both – they were both extremely vulnerable to each other, and they showed that they both really care about each other, and they whatever wall was up is no longer up.
So the question of the night is then, do you think or do we think their friendship is going to rejuvenate itself and they'll be friends again?
I do. Okay. Yeah, I think that this was something that even Adriana, I felt bad for Adriana at that point. She said, you know, what I did, I didn't do it to Leah. I didn't want to ever hurt Leah. And it's like, at the end of the day, even if it was something that Leah was hurt by, Leah needs to know she didn't intentionally say, I'm not going to tell Leah. I think that she just knew if she told Leah, she'd have to tell everybody that she's not married, that she was married. Mm-hmm. And she just didn't want to dig that up at that point. So I did feel bad. She was really sad. And she came and she was like, thank you for inviting me. I think that they really do need to mend this because they were so close.
Yeah, I agree. I think they need to mend it. But what I'm afraid is going to happen is what happens on a lot of Housewives shows when you see two people make up on the show, then time passes, they see the season and they see all the little digs that they didn't know were there.
Oh, it will happen.
And then there's a reunion where it's all dredged up again and it kind of, you know, adds insult to injury. So well, I'm afraid that might be one of the instances here, because there's been so much kind of smack talked on each side against the other that when they see that in real life, as they're looking back on the episodes, they're going to kind of
be
upset again.
It does happen, but with even with Jersey this last mm-hmm. reunion, Teresa and Jacqueline, they had so much that they had to rewatch, but yet they still put it behind them. You can do it if you really want to. You can. You just have to be a little more open to saying, you know, I did that. I totally admit to this. I totally admit to that, and just have a lot of humility. And then the other person, although they're being, you know, they have to see a lot of the things you've said about them throughout the entire season. As long as you're sorry about it and you're apologetic about it, I don't think it can get too bad. But I don't know. These girls are very stubborn. They're stubborn. Look at Teresa from Jersey. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's the most stubborn of everybody. And look at her. She's apologetic. And they need the sex therapist. The what's her name?
Dr. V.
Dr. V.
They need Dr. V.
Yeah. I think that she needs to do a little appearance.
I think she should be on every reunion show just to kind of put everyone in their place.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Because I think Andy's, I think at some point, he's just
stirs it a little bit. I mean, I love Andy Cohen. He's like one of my favorite hosts ever. But yeah. He stirs the pot a little bit. Yeah, But we love it. That's what he's there for.
Yeah.
And I will say, in closing, that Alexia has done a great job staying out of the drama this season.
She's not memorable. I don't remember.
I'm
not
going to remember. Memorable. Her lipstick. She looks so great.
Her lipstick, literally, she puts the most beautiful colors, and she mixes it with these blues and these lime greens, and she just has a great, she's great style. I'll remember
she's
her for that.
She's a great stylist.
But otherwise, I don't know if she'll be coming back.
I don't know.
Boring.
I mean, I don't know. Last season, I hated her.
Did you really?
I did, because I just thought she was such a mean girl. Yeah. And when you're that attractive and you're a mean girl, it just makes everyone hate you even more.
She just never stands out to me. I think
maybe she tried to like tone it back this season, and she probably realized like, whoa, last season I was that mean girl and I don't want to do that again. So I don't know if maybe she's toned it down too much, but.
Well, she redeemed herself because she can't, I mean, these people can do that. Sometimes I'll hate somebody. Like I hated Alexis. On the OC Housewives, I hated her. Mm-hmm. Like, she was so annoying, and she was just always talking about herself. And then, like, I really felt bad for her when everybody hated her. And then I hated Gretchen, and I loved Gretchen. Now I'm like, yes, Gretchen's gone.
Yeah, weird how from season to season, it changes who you love and who you hate.
It does, and I think it has a lot to do with the show. I think the show actually can,
all in the editing.
It definitely is, 100%. Because it's not coincidental that, like, you just end up feeling bad for the one that everybody hates at that moment, and mm-hmm. They put a little spin on it.
That's what it is. So let's get into some predictions really quickly.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any?
I like bracelets.
Oh, thanks.
That's not a prediction. But, I think the wedding for Joanna, I think there's going to be some controversy. I don't know why, but I feel like there's going to be some type of an argument. I don't know if it's going to be on her part because she's a bridezilla right now, but I can't see them ending the show like on a high note. Yeah, I don't know. Not with these girls. Hopefully not, though, because she's beautiful. She's having a beautiful wedding. No one wants to be angry on the wedding day, but what?
I said on a Thursday night.
Oh, I know.
That is a little off.
I don't understand that either. Why do people get married on Fridays, too? Fridays
is a little bit more understandable because you have Sunday to kind of, Saturday to kind of recuperate.
I don't want to be, most people have jobs like on Fridays.
Yeah, I mean, it would have to be at night, no?
Yeah, a night wedding
on a Friday. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to a wedding on a Wednesday once. This is totally off topic, but I went to a wedding on a Wednesday once, but it was like the Wednesday before New Year's Eve. So it was kind of like people had off work.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of okay. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I digress.
I think the digression though.
I think
ADD.
I think that the bachelorette party is going to be fun, and we're going to see all the women, come together and have a good time. So that's not really that great of a prediction, but that's all I have.
Hopefully we have, well, I know the reunion's going to, they shot that on October 23rd, I think. So whatever's going on right now currently obviously is going to show up in the reunion.
Yeah, so we will see. I think there's a few more episodes left. There's a Sunday night episode, so...
They're getting it done quick.
Yeah, so stay tuned. Keep looking on the website as far as our schedule, because we might have to do two episodes next week, or we'll either recap Sunday night's episode and Monday night's episode in one episode next week. Hey. So thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Michelle Renee LA.
And Twitter, Miss Ashley Daniels, and Instagram, Miss Ashley Daniels.
All right.
So, yeah.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.